朋友们，这里是可可英语 I am Nothing Intelligent Sam. One day, the father let 8-year-old Sam send a letter. The son took the letter. The father then remembered he didn't write the address and the address's name on the envelope. After the son comes back, the father asks him, You have thrown the letter in the mailbox?
Certainly.
You have not seen on the envelope not to write address and the addressing name?
I certainly saw nothing written on the envelope.
Then why you didn't take it back?
I also thought that you don't write the address and the addressing, as for does not want to let me know that you do send the letter to whom.
好一个自作聪明的小孩。Intelligent son, 聪明的儿子。那么在这里，儿子真的聪明吗？我们接着往下看。
One day, the father let 8-year-old son send a letter. The son took the letter. The father then remembered he didn't write the address and the addressing's name on the envelope.
有一天，父亲让八岁的儿子去寄一封信。当儿子已经拿着信跑了的时候，父亲才想起来信封上没有写地址和收信人的名字。
After the son comes back, the father asked him, You have thrown the letter in the mailbox?
儿子回来后，父亲问他，你把信丢进邮筒了吗？
Certainly,
当然了。
You have not seen on the envelope not to write the address and the addressing name.
你没看见信封上没有写地址和收信人的名字吗？
I certainly saw nothing on the envelope.
我当然看见信封上什么都没有写。
Then why you didn't take it back?
那你为什么不拿回来？
I also that you do not write the address and the addressing, as for does not want to let me know that you do send the letter to whom.
那么今天的文章内容涉及到了信件，所以今天我们主要来讲讲英文信件的格式。英文书信是一种非常常用的应用文体，那么对于普通的私人信件，通常由五部分组成。今天我们来打乱一下顺序，首先做 self-check。
Intelligent son. One day, the father let 8-year-old son send a letter. The son took the letter. The father then remembered he didn't write the address and the addressing's name on the envelope.After the son comes back, the father asks him, You have thrown the letter in the mailbox?
Certainly.
You have not seen on the envelope not to write the address and the addressing name?
I certainly saw nothing on the envelope.
Then why you didn't take it back?
I also thought that you do not write the address and the addressings, as for does not want to let me know that you do send the letter to whom.
OK, 回到刚才的内容，我们来看一看对于普通的私人信件来说，通常是由哪五部分组成。第一，信头，指发信人的地址和日期写在信封的右上角，可以从靠近信纸的中央写起，信头上面要留空白，先写发信人的地址。地址的写法和汉语不同，要先写小地址后写大地方，在地址的下面要写上日期，日期的顺序是月日年或者日月年。第二，称呼，只对收信人的称呼写在信头之下，从信纸的左边开始，写信给熟悉的人一般用 dear 或者 my dear 做称呼。第三，信的正文，指信的主体部分，从称呼的下一行第一段顶边写起，从第二段每段第一个词都缩进三到五个字母写。第四，结束语，指正文下面的结尾客套话，一般从信纸的中央靠右写起，第一个字母大写，末尾用一逗号，在非正式的社交信中常用 yours 或者 sincerely， 假如对方是亲密的朋友可以用 sincerely yours。 第五，签名，指发信人的签名，写在结束语的下面稍偏右的位置。那么最后要提醒大家，英文信封写法与汉语的不同，一般把收信人的地址写在信封的中央或者偏右下角，第一行写姓名，下面写地址，发现人的姓名和地址写在信封的左上角，也可以写在信封的背面。